Unit 4. Who's who? Texts 1, 2, and 3 are about different ways of getting about. What kind of person is the author of each one? Fill in the descriptions in the appropriate place in your book. Public transport season ticket holder. Cyclist. Motorist. 1.
Well, I think it's very important to reduce our CO2 emissions. About 4 years ago, I decided to ride my bike everywhere instead of using the car in town. I used to ride a bike to school, you know, and it was quite fun to go off to the cycle shop and get a new one. These modern ones are vastly improved. I have a very comfortable saddle, my bike has got several gears so I have no problems with hills, and I have a basket in the front for shopping or my work things. There's a carrier at the back too. Do you know, I'm much quicker going into town in the morning on the bike than in the car. We live about 6 miles out of town, and the traffic during the rush hour is just unbelievable. Then, when you get into town, you have to fight for a parking space. Parking's very expensive too. And I must say, all the parked cars in the streets are not very decorative. I don't have to buy petrol, I don't have to pay road tax. My only expenses are a service every 6 months and theft insurance. Bikes are often stolen. I wouldn't even have to have a driver's license, although I do have one. And I do think there should be driving tests for cyclists. Some of us are very irresponsible. Apart from anything else, cycling about keeps me fit and means that I'm aware of the weather. It's funny, but I feel closer to nature.
2.
To be honest, I rely on my car. I use it to get to work, to take the kids to school and to do the shopping for my family of four. It costs quite a lot to keep it on the road, but it's worth it. It's so convenient. You can throw everything in the back and roar off to wherever you're going. It's like being in your own little world. The weather doesn't matter, not like with a bike. You don't get wet when it rains. No coughs and colds. I think buses, for instance, must be full of germs. I'm lucky. I have a parking pass for the hospital where I work. You pay for that, of course, but there's not the problem of finding somewhere to park. There are reserved spaces. At home, I leave the car in the road in front of our house. Why not? The council want to make us pay for that. I think it's a scandal. I don't worry about my carbon footprint. We don't fly, and our house is fully insulated with double glazing. And it's my right to drive around if I can afford a car. I hate those goody-goody people who say, walk or cycle. Are they mad? I expect they're just jealous.
3.
I have an annual season ticket for all the buses, trains, trams in the city centre and the underground. Our city has an excellent public transport system. Especially the trams and the underground get you where you would like to go fast. There are lots of links between the different parts of the system, so you can really get almost anywhere you want to go by public transport. The fares are quite steep, but if you have a season ticket like me, you save a lot, and you don't have to worry about buying tickets. Most of the buses, trams, and trains are comfortable and clean, and they only get crowded at very busy times, so the schedules have been very well worked out. I can certainly get to some parts of the city from where I live more quickly and with far less stress than I would driving a car. I think I'm doing my bit for the environment by not having a car. If I have something bulky and big to transport, I ask around my friends. Someone has a van. If we go away on a trip, we may take a friend's car and fill it up with 4 or 5 people. We share the costs. I think cycling in towns is dangerous, by the way. Lots of accidents involve bikes, and I'm against special bicycle lanes. They take valuable meters off the carriageway and slow down the traffic. And cyclists don't pay enough attention to pedestrians or drivers. Cycling and driving are dangerous, but going on public transport is good value for money and safe.